really on tonight's performance, I think, you know, we held a lot of guys out like most teams do. I think coming into the fourth preseason game, we had to look at a lot of players. We got that opportunity. I think mindset-wise, I think I don't know that we played as well as we're capable of. You know, matched up against similar type of backups as well. So a little bit disappointed in that, but all in all, we had a few injuries. Lamar Houston right now is a knee. Don't know the severity. Victor Cruz, knee. Again, don't know the severity. And DeAndre Hall and Harold Jones Quarte hamstrings, and Connor Shaw at the end had a hamstring. So, you know, we'll evaluate those. We have a tough 48 hours ahead of us. You know, a lot of decisions to make. So that's kind of where we are right now as we head into week one against Atlanta.
Very conservative with Mitch, at least till the very end there. What went through the game plan this week? Was it the plan to not expose him to too many hips in the first quarter?
Well, I think, you know, again, when you're getting ready for the season opener, I mean, it's not like you game plan every game. I think the closest simulation to that was at Tennessee. So it's not really so much just him. It's just all of what we do. You know, most teams in the league hold back before the regular season starts.
John, with nothing to gain at the end, with Connor out and Mitch having to come back in, why throw the ball? Why expose him to that sort of risk at that time of the game when there's nothing really?
Well, anytime you go out there, it's a risk. I mean, truth be told, you know, I think I saw a journalist refer to at some point we won't be able to practice anymore. But football's a rough game, no doubt. You never want to see people get hurt. But it is part of the game. And so I don't know that we exposed Mitch a whole lot. But I can also say anytime you trot between those lines, you're exposed.
You guys obviously though could have him hand off there at the end. He was dropping back. He did get hit. So, you know, in that situation, the quarterback is going to get hit if he drops. But
I think it's going to be fair to say it won't be the first time he's been hit and won't be the last.
Did you guys want to see from him this week, what did you want to see between Sunday night and the start of the game today in terms of his preparation and how he handled himself and how he looked?
Well, just experience. You know, he really hasn't had a lot of experience. So, like any young players, the more they're out there, that experience is very valuable.
What did you see? How did he handle it?
I thought good. I thought well, even particularly at the end. You know, I think he wanted to throw the ball, you know, which I appreciate.
Did you want to get a look at the new kicking battery late in the game, or did you consider that, or do you feel confident in that going into the year?
You know, I think, you know, we have those decisions to make. You know, I think, you know, most places I've been, everybody tries to do their version of it, but we have to do it for real, and it's always tough and it's never easy. So there's a lot of battles that we've got to decide on now. Until we pick the 53. There's going to be a lot more players come across the wire this year on the final cut because of the new rule. So we have a busy 48 hours.
John, what factors will weigh in your mind as you decide specifically on whether to keep a third quarterback?
You know, again, the rest of the roster. You know, again, we're trying to pick our 53 best guys, and, you know, hopefully we choose wisely.
Was Mark Sanchez available as an emergency quarterback late in the game there?
No.
It's the last time you carried three throughout the season.
Yeah, well, in some capacity, we've always had three, whether it's a practice squad guy or not.
Three active, or three not on the practice squad.
Right off the top of my head, I don't recall.
Well, John, what has been your overall assessment of Sanchez?
Yeah, I think Mark's a great teammate. He's been tremendous for both our younger quarterbacks. He's got the most experience of that room. So I think he brings a lot to the table as far as helping the other quarterbacks.
Do you expect to have him with you next week?
Those are decisions we're going to have to make. I love that. But yeah, we have yet to make that decision.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.